You were the Chamber of Commerce speaker today on the Wednesday that we're recording this. A week ago, it was Senator Steadman, and at the end of his speech, somebody asked him, how are you going to fix Sitka's roads? And he said, many things that he said, but among them was, next week when the governor's here, somebody should take him for a ride out our highways and see what he thinks. Did you go for that ride?
I have not gone for that ride, but I certainly have been warned about the washboards. And Senator Steadman was good about ticking off a list of the road projects we're going to get done this year and next here in Sitka, and several of those problem child streets were listed and named by him.
It's interesting that Alaska is a young enough state that a lot of our infrastructure is starting to degrade for the first time, and so there's no mechanism set up in a community like Sitka for sinking funds or for any of those kinds of resources that a lot of other places rely on. Is that a problem you're seeing across the state?
It is, and it's one of the problems I tackled when I first came into office. Is we never really set aside money for deferred maintenance. There's some ongoing maintenance that gets done, but we also have a backlog of deferred maintenance. And so I set a plan. I said for 5 years, we're going to devote $100 million to deferred maintenance of our roads, our university buildings and infrastructure, and our public facilities, and have kept true to that promise. And while it's not going to solve the backlog, it is the first time that we've had a consistent deferred maintenance program in the state. And DOT gets quite a chunk of that $100 million in addition to their budgeted funds for maintenance. So it's a never-ending obligation.